This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long-time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
The hardest working man in baseball, Josh Vernier, who joins us every Monday at 8:20, is with us today. Vern, I can't help but think a very, very disappointing weekend series against those St. Paul Bananas.
You lose two of three, and even in the game that you won, I don't know about you guys. You know, Saturday, I guess a lot of people were distracted, but even in your Saturday victory, that 2-0 victory, it wasn't one of those games where you walk away saying, man, now that's a talented ball club. That's a well-rounded ball club. You win 2-0 even though you leave multiple opportunities out there. The defense, the base running, nothing really to write home about. And, you know, it's kind of the story of the season. We're 118 games in, and we all know there's talent on this team. We all believe that they're better than two games below 500. And while many want to say what this team needs to do across this homestand, what they need to do before the calendar flips to September, I'm not really interested in records and all. Oh, they need this many wins. What they need to do is start playing good baseball. Now, we've been saying that for 4 months now. They need to play a quality, well-rounded brand of baseball for a consistent stretch of time. There's just no reason to believe that they're able to do that. You know, the rotation certainly can do its part. The defense can flash, but just when you feel confident that the classic Kansas City Royals defense is back, John Rave misplays a ball in left field and you can make a case that cost you the game. Just when you think the base running is really starting to be the asset that this organization has to receive from its base running facet of its team, you see Michael Garcia get picked off of second base. So every time you start to say, all right, now finally, here's the team I thought we were going to see coming out of Arizona to start up this season. Every time you think, all right, we got it now, they revert to who they've been basically all season. And who they've been, you could look at the statistics, you could look at the record, or you could just trust your eyeballs. Everything that they've shown us through 118 games says we're a slightly below average team.
Vern, I know that's not what we wanted going into this season, but I thought yesterday the 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, that's the story of the entire season. If anybody looks to you at the end of the year and says, why did the Royals only finish 83-79 or 82-80 or whatever the case may be, and you can say to them, 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, I think that's the telling number of the entire season.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. The reason why it's not 5, 10, 15 games below 500 is the pitching. Yep. I think they deserve a mention in that quick synopsis of 2025 as well. But yeah, Royals following yesterday's 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They're now hitting .234 on the season. That's bottom five in baseball. But even more glaring is that OPS number. .662 with runners in scoring position. Only the Chicago White Sox are worse, and they're barely worse. You start to look at the individuals that you're relying on. Now, Bobby's still been outstanding in those big situations, but Vinny continues to leave something to be desired. He's batting .232 with runners in scoring position and an OPS below 700. That's below league average. That's well below league average. And if you would have told me coming into the season that Vinny's going to be below league average in those situations and Salvi's only going to be slightly better in those situations, I would be concerned and yet hopeful that the additions that this organization made to the offense, that the internal improvement would help offset that. Well, the internal improvement of Michael Garcia has certainly been something, but in my opinion, what you received from him is only offsetting what you were hoping to receive from Jonathan India. You know, for as much as we talk about this team swinging and missing this offseason on, you know, thankfully, Anthony Santander and Jurickson Profar, Jonathan India has also been a swing and miss, right? We talk so much this offseason about how Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are still going to need to be big time in 2025, but they can't be asked to do it all. The organization obviously agreed. They thought they needed a leadoff hitter, and they bring in Jonathan India. He obviously hasn't gotten the job done, dropped down to the seventh spot. Had India been the player that I think this organization and many of us hoped that he would be, him along with Michael Garcia, now there's two supporting characters to come alongside Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, but instead, it's only been Michael, and you know that's four batters. That's less than half your lineup. You're waiting on Massey, you're waiting on Renfro, you're waiting on Melendez, you're waiting on Jack Caglione, you're waiting for some sort of power in that five spot in the lineup, and it never materialized.
Vern, when you look at this now, homestand, 10 games, 11 days, what do you want to see in these 10 games win-wise?
I mean, again, more wins than losses, you know, who cares? Who cares the number? I'm not trying to, you know, dismiss the question. Again, It just comes back to playing good baseball. Because, again, that win on Saturday, you know, hey, They won the game, and I guess beggars can't be choosers right now. But, again, I'm not someone that prizes that third wild card spot. This team has given me no reason to believe that they have what it takes to track down that third wild card spot. Sitting five games back, right, technically, when you factor in the tiebreaker with the New York Yankees. You know, I just want to see them look like a good team, right? Just play consistent, quality, well-rounded baseball. You know, take the extra 90 feet on the base paths. Make the routine play look routine. And when you win a game, we should walk away happy. But that Saturday postgame show, again, the Twins in that game went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. So it was really, really just an ugly weekend of baseball. I'm hoping that changes. I'm not expecting a lot from the Washington Nationals as far as their well-rounded brand of baseball. But don't get it twisted, and I don't understand how many Royals fans I've heard looking down their noses at Minnesota, at Washington, at Chicago. Because I remember the last time you faced the White Sox, you lost 2-of-3. Washington can bite you. They have some talented hitters in that lineup. The guys that you're going to face, especially the next two nights, knowing this Royals offense, Cavalli, Mitchell Parker, these guys could carve you up for 5 or 6 innings. So look like the better team. That's what I want to see. Wins and losses will take care of itself if they play a quality brand of baseball.
Yeah, Vern, you know, you mentioned the Nats. They're coming off of 2 out of 3 in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, over the weekend. So it's not like they're playing really bad baseball. And while the White Sox have become the butt of the joke, they're playing better baseball. They're in games every single day. You know, they're not getting blown out 10-0 or anything like that. But if you're going to be a playoff team, these are the series. Like, you've got to sweep Washington, and you've got to sweep the Chicago White Sox, in my mind, because it seems like just as you get to that level of feeling pretty good, you give it all back, right? Like,
yeah.
You do good against Toronto, you gave it all back against Boston, you gave it all back against Minnesota, right? You've got to start winning these and putting together long winning streaks.
Yeah, sure, but there's no reason to believe that they will. I mean, bottom line, I'm treating this team and posting expectations that they warrant. You know, I'm not treating this team the way that I did back in April, in May, and even in the first part of June. I'm just not setting myself up. I mean, I was pretty frustrated after yesterday's walk-off loss, and it really didn't make sense why. Because everything that happened in that game last night was a microcosm of the season. Yeah, the offense has talent, and Vinny shows it with the two-run home run, and you say, see when Vinny and Bobby and Salvi are doing their thing, man, this team's pretty good to go along with a rookie pitcher and Ryan Burgert. Are you kidding me? You have Burgert and Cameron for the next half decade to go along with Lugo and Waka, kind of showing them the ropes for the next few seasons. No, yesterday's game, it's easy to get carried away at certain points. Sure, they left a number of guys in scoring position, but hey, we're up 3-2. Maybe this is the start of something, and then a defensive miscue, and then you are unable to score a run in the 10th and in the 11th inning, and then you find yourself frustrated because of what they've been doing all season. It just doesn't make sense. So for me to say, hey, sweep the Nationals and then sweep the White Sox, yeah, I mean, but to me that would be similar to being in Denver right now and going, all right, here's what the Broncos need to do. They need to sweep the Kansas City Chiefs over the course of their two meetings in the regular season. Well, yes, that is what they need to do to get to the postseason, but why would anybody on God's green earth believe the Broncos are going to beat the Chiefs twice? Why would anybody believe the Royals are going to sweep the Nationals and the White Sox and have a 6-0 start to this homestand? I hope I'm wrong and baseball's crazy and anything could possibly happen. Sure, I hope I am wrong. But 118 games of evidence points to me unlikely wrong.
But for me, and I'll answer kind of your question, for me, I always come back to, but damn, that pitching is so good. They keep them in every game, right? And so maybe, you know, I'm, you know, do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Maybe that's where I am right now, the definition of insanity. But every time I look at who's pitching tonight, I'm like, they got a great shot to win that game. I mean, this offseason, Vern, for me, you're probably going to have to deal one of those pitchers to get yourself a legit bat. You may have to do two to get yourself two legit bats, you know, for this lineup. But man, that's a strength for you right now. That's why I think they can take care of business.
Sure. And to me, that's why winning the division is already my expectation for 2026. JJ and John Sherman talk about, building something here, and that's also part of the reason why they didn't want to wave the white flag at the trade deadline, because we're trying to prove to our fans that we can be a consistent contender. Maybe not in the playoffs every single year, but on the 11th of August every year, we want our fan base to understand where we rank in the standings, to follow the wild card race, to believe that this team still has a chance. Yeah, the pitching is why this organization is as healthy as it's been in more than a decade, because you do have Burgert and Reagans and Bubich and Cameron and Falter and Lugo and Waka and all these guys going into next season. Now, as far as trading one of them for a possible bat, that seems pretty obvious. But so did trading one of these arms at the trade deadline to acquire a bat. That seemed pretty obvious in April when you had a starting five that was healthy. You had Noah Cameron down there in Omaha. You had Kyle Wright and Alec Marsh. And man, we really have a surplus of pitching. Let's hope that's the case this offseason. Knock on wood, everybody stays healthy. Also, knock on wood that Cole Reagans can prove to himself, to the team, and to other teams that I'm healthy going into the offseason. You know, how do you trade 1 year of Chris Bubich if other general managers are questioning the health of that rotator cuff? So, you know, the options of who you're going to trade this offseason, if you were ranking them, who would be that guy? Who would be the first one on the chopping block? I think it's easy to say, let's trade a pitcher, until you identify the one that you're going to move. Because Waka and Lugo, man, those guys are leaders on this team, right? You talk about that closed-door meeting from a few months ago. The fact that pitchers are speaking in closed-door meetings, kind of exposes the lack of leadership on the position player side of that clubhouse. So Lugo and Waka, to me, can go nowhere. I don't know if I want to move a Burgert or a Cameron when you control them for at least a half decade. Bubic is going to be tough. We'll see what Bailey Falter does tonight. So, yeah, it appears you have a surplus of pitching. But who are you willing to move this offseason is the question.
Vern, as we continue to talk to our guy, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here at 96.5 The Fan, you can get his on-deck show tonight at 5:30 as they take on those Washington Nationals. And James Wood, big baseball card guy here who goes for quite the auctions. But Vern, I talk about another guy who is big into the baseball card game and a guy we haven't seen for quite a bit. Any update on Caglione?
Annie Rogers reported during the road trip that he could go on a rehab assignment as early as this week. That's been the latest update, but we'll talk with both JJ and Q coming up today at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, hopefully he's in Omaha this week, put together a good 2 weeks at Omaha, maybe join this team coming up at the end of the month. That would be my assumption.
Where are we with Bobby's injury? Yesterday was very weird to me. You know, it's that time of the season where you need to gut it through. Did Q not want to play him? Is it the right move to make? Like, let's have a conversation about that yesterday. Yeah. Because at 9 a.m. when I saw the lineup, I'm like, number one guy's got to be playing in a game against the Twins that you got to win. So how serious is this injury?
Well, played through it apparently on Saturday, was feeling it when he showed up, and it's a back injury, a lower back injury for Bobby. Felt it going into the game on Saturday. Like you mentioned, he pushed through. Felt it even more so on Sunday morning, and you know, I would assume Bob made a case that I can play through it, but the Royals being cautious, holding a back, saying on the radio, you know, Q said he'll be available off the bench if needed. And then when Luke Maley's due up in the game in the 10th inning, he turns to Nick Lofton instead of Bobby Witt
right.
Jr., which tells me he was not available. Of course, that's concerning, especially if you believe this team can still get on that type of a run and grab that final wild card spot. We all know they can't if they don't have Bobby Witt Jr. So, yeah, it'll be a nervous afternoon as you wait for that lineup because, I mean, anyone that's followed any sport, football, basketball, baseball, you understand the you know, trickle-down effect of a back injury. You start playing through that, it goes down to your hip, to your knee, to your ankle, to your foot, and, yeah, I mean, you don't even want to talk about that. So hopefully Bob's back in the lineup today, ready to beat up on the Nationals.
Well, and that's why it's concerning to me, because I know how these back injuries are. And if he was not able to go into the game yesterday late and pinch hit, especially in extra innings when you needed to win a game, that's where I raise the red flag, Vernon, and I'm concerned. I'm like, if this is a one-day thing, I'm not buying that. Is this a DL-type stint now for Bobby?
Right, because it's not like a day off the next day. No, they're hopping on a flight.
And you're
going
flying
up 10,000 feet or whatever and flying back.
So, yeah, you and I are on the same page with that, because I was like, man, not playing, standing the whole game, then go and fly, and then you're going to be back in the lineup today? That seems a little off to me, but what do I know, right?
Well, Bob's not one, just like Salvi, like any great player, they're not one to capitulate to your request to have them on the bench. No, Bob's going to try to fight you. You saw it last year. He tried to play all 162. They clinch a playoff spot, and he's coaxed into taking his first and only day off of the year. Yesterday was his second day off since the All-Star break. So, and this is just my opinion, and maybe this is just a reflection of a team that's two games below 500. But it just doesn't seem the same this year with Bobby. Now, his numbers are still, he's one of the five best players on the planet. I'm not talking about his performance. He's worth the price of admission every single night. I mean, the boys are playing some ball. The bouncing around the field looking like a 12-year-old. The what Dayton Moore used to always call the childlike enthusiasm. It just doesn't seem to be as present with Bobby this season. Maybe I'm off base on
no,
that.
No, I'm with you, Vern. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I felt like I was kicking myself going, there's just something not right this year. And
doesn't
you're
seem
recognizing
like he's having a good time.
Yeah, right.
Like the pressure of being Bobby. And he talked about it all off season. Last year, getting to the ALDS, being the runner-up for the MVP, those numbers that I put up, I want more. I want everything I did last year, but I want more. I want to improve on that. And to me, from opening day, it seemed like he was trying to get to the ALCS from opening day. And, man, that's not who he is, man. He is a baseball player. He was born in a uniform. Needs to go out there and just let his natural love of the game show. And it seems as if he's kind of caught in between of I love the game and want to just be one of the guys, but I'm also the $300 million leader of this team and I need to act as such. To me, it seems as if he's been caught in between all year.
Speaking of leaders, Vern, we'll get you one more before we get you out of here. If this team does miss the playoffs, is Q's seat a little warm next year?
I certainly wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Because that tells me that JJ needs a fall guy or John Sherman needs a fall guy. And yeah. I don't think that's how that organization is working, where we're blaming the person below us.
Right.
You're blaming anybody. To me, you're blaming the players. But yeah. that trio of Sherman, Piccolo, and Quatrero, that's a pretty strong trinity of Royals baseball.
You know, look, other than last week when we were talking about Q and managing the game the way that he did up in Boston, other than that, this ain't on Sherman. This ain't on JJ. This ain't on Q. You got to go out there and you got to play. I mean, ultimately, yeah. they've given you that opportunity. Did they not get the bat? Yeah, but it wasn't because of lack of trying, Vern. I mean, you have been around this thing a long time where the offseason came and went. And we didn't even know the Royals existed. They're out there trying, and they just couldn't get the thing done. So that's why, for me, it's about a trade. But this is on the players this year. This isn't on the coaching staff or front office. At least that's how I feel.
I'm with you. I'll give, because of what you mentioned, I'll give a little bit of it to the front office, to ownership, for their failure to get that bat. And if you go over the course of the first 118 games, you see an offense that lost its confidence. And Adam Frazier and Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski, their job was to kind of reinvigorate this offense. I find that disappointing when you do have a clubhouse that has Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and guys that we thought were ready to take that next step and be the true leaders in the clubhouse. You know, unfortunately, Salvi had some tough numbers early. Vinny struggled in April, and we just discussed Bobby. But, you know, you read Jonathan India's conversation with Annie Rogers after being demoted in the lineup, and, man, does that sound like a guy that just lost his confidence. You know, I talk about Bobby, just doesn't seem like he's having the type of fun I'm used to seeing from the great Royal shortstop. I'll give him credit. They stay in the fight. They believe in one another. They say all the right things, but, the lack of that bat. And also, surprisingly, the lack of a calming veteran voice in those hitters' meetings, to me, pretty glaring. And if you want to point back to the front office or ownership, I'm not going to fight you on that, because an offense that was lacking confidence brought in a bunch of unproven bats without a voice. Guys like Nick Lofton and Jack Caglione and John Rave and Drew Waters and, players that we have high hopes for, but they can't come into a clubhouse and say anything to anyone because they've done nothing in the show. So it was a lot of hitters lacking confidence with wide-eyed rookies walking into the clubhouse going, all right, what am I supposed to do? So, you could also make a case they waited too long to drop Jonathan India in the lineup. So I agree with you. I'll put 80% of it on the players, but the decision makers still have to take about 20% of it.
No doubt about it. Vern, you get your on-deck show tonight at 5:30. What do you have for the people tonight on Vern's on-deck show?
One more pair. Final pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game, which normally means the question's going to be pretty easy. So be listening tonight at 5:30. I'll do everything I can to hook you up with a pair of Royals tickets. And then starting tomorrow, two tickets to see Mike Trout and the Angels come to the K in September.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
September. And also, if he's still healthy.
And also, just just trail Jay Binkley. He won again yesterday, man. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Mean, that guy.
Anybody that works at 96.5 The Fan has been inundated with Binkley telling him how great he's doing on the double play.
Oh, so, tell you what, man.
I'm not
going to
tout him on the radio. Okay. But, yeah, he's doing outstanding. And, Dusty, I need you to come on tonight.
Yes, sir. I'll have it for you today for sure. We got to get back in the winning ways. Vern, we appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, and I'll talk to you later tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See you, Vern.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.